Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer, a prayer for doctors and nurses together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Doctors and Nurses by Emma Danzi. Mark 2, verse 17 says, "And hearing this, Jesus said to them, 'It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" We so often take for granted being able to breathe properly, having the strength to stand and walk around, or the ability to see clearly. Yes, the Lord is our healer, and He does miraculous things. But He has also provided people with the minds and the abilities to work alongside Him to help others. Doctors and nurses play a key role in our society and around the world. They help keep communities healthy and are there in some of the most difficult times in life. Who are some specific names of medical workers who come to mind? Take a moment and write them down or create a mental list of doctors and nurses who serve you, your family, or your town. This reminds us that these are real people making authentic sacrifices to meet the needs of others. Mark 2 tells us that the sick are the ones who need the doctor. Ultimately, we are all spiritually ill. We all need the gospel of Jesus to set us free and to heal us from the eternal sickness that is death and punishment. Sickness reminds us that health is a gift. Our sin indicates that Jesus is our antidote. Has there been a time in your life or the life of a loved one when sickness constantly ruled? Maybe you never thought things would get better, or maybe they did not. Perhaps you are still living in an ongoing battle with illness. Even though our bodies can be physically worn, we are reminded in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, "So we do not lose heart, though our outward self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." Our spiritual lives can become more healthy and fruitful even when our physical health is declining. Today, we will take some time to praise God for His kind gift of doctors and nurses. Let's pray. Our great physician, we praise You today for giving people the call to care for the sick and the weak. Father, we know that their work is often done in secret and is unrecognized. We pray for those who feel unseen each day in their fields of medicine and caregiving. We ask that they would feel known and loved by You. We pray for those making decisions about their patients. Guide them with knowledge, equip them with steady hands for surgeries, and focused minds for diagnoses. Help them to be thorough in their research and in furthering their education. Lead them in new discoveries against diseases and the common cold. We pray blessings over those who are still recovering from the trauma and the overload during the COVID epidemic. We praise You for their diligence, steadfast loyalty, and their continual care for those in desperate need. We pray that any fatigue, depression, anxiety, or grief that remains in their lives would be taken to you, and that you would be their rock and fortress through it. We pray for those that we know by name who serve us and our communities. Thank you for the variety of doctors for different needs. Thank you for nurses who are helpful, alert, and so kind. Thank you for those doing mundane tasks. Thank you for those behind computers and those in medical research. We bless your name for being the healer. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Psalm 103:2-3. Even though doctors and nurses cannot heal every disease and sin leads us all to death, we thank you because you have given us hope and have spiritually healed all who believe in you. Help our doctors and nurses remember that they are mere humans. They need you. Help believers in these fields of work to shine brightly for you in the midst of the darkness. Thank you for those modeling your ability to heal. We pray that they would point to you and pray with others so they ultimately can see their need for you, Jesus, as their Savior. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.